Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
To the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson, it's Hump Day with Swanee and friends, Samantha Richards, Dane Swan. We're back together. Hello.
My mic falls down.
Can you believe Sam just asked, are we ready? Me and you?
There's two different
levels. Fucking, I've been ready for 40 minutes.
Samantha, at what stage have you heard this expression? If you're 5 minutes early, you're 5 minutes late.
Yeah, correct.
You're 40 minutes late.
I know. I know.
So this is going to be a 15-minute podcast.
I've had enough of today already. I want to go back to bed.
But the audacity to ask if we were ready. What do you think we've been doing?
Sure. I wanted to make sure, Daniel, I know you like to expectorate into the mic on cue, and I know, you know, just wanted you to be ready rather than me just pressing record and then catching some untoward things, you know?
We nearly had to speak to each other.
I know.
We like saving this gold for here.
I came in this morning, they were both reading the paper, not talking.
It's the first time I've read a paper in a very long time.
Well, then it was good for you.
What'd you catch there?
What did you catch?
You always tend to find something of the place is an eyebrow.
Yeah.
There's not much in the paper these days.
You get to the middle. Okay. Just read me that back page, opening paragraph, please. Pies Mick plot.
Yeah. Licar reveals.
Pardon?
Club considered Malthouse for club search. Yeah. Collingwood considered inviting Mick on its coaching subcommittee to help appoint Nathan Buckley's successor from an initial list of 92 candidates.
Dane.
Do you reckon I'm in that 92?
What number were you, Dane?
Had to have been 93.
Ooh, just missed out, you reckon?
It's a big fucking list.
Maybe they have
That's a lot.
Maybe I was in it and they just scrubbed me before.
Maybe.
They got to me. Because that's a lot of phone calls, having 92.
Well, last week I think we came up with three people that we thought might be. They've come up with 92.
Well, you can't say they're not doing their due diligence.
The irony is Collingwood, outside of their own committee, which is a seven-person committee, smaller than most, they do like a big committee apart from that.
Mm. Who's? I didn't even get a start on that committee. Luke Ball was there for 20 minutes.
Not fair, is it?
No, worked at Essendon. How were they going lately? Now they're going all right, but they were going shit when he was there.
But haven't you got a group chat with all your premiership?
Yeah.
Mates?
Yep.
Well,
yep.
You would be part
say something.
Got dinner tonight, actually.
Are you going to raise it at dinner?
I may.
On the agenda?
I may, after a couple of wines, yeah.
Will you go there with agenda items or just off the cuff?
I think you should.
Not agenda items.
Yeah.
Fucking serious business. The good blokes. Past players. I've got to have to work with their old mate, too.
What's that?
I haven't seen our old mate since he plagiarised the podcast.
Have you heard from him?
Is Scott and Scotty Cummings and Scott Cummings coming?
From as far as I'm aware, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I only found out that he plagiarised the podcast.
Yeah.
Through listening to AFL Nation, and I heard your manager's manager Liam Pickering last weekend with another former teammate of yours, Andy Cracker. He's very good.
Liam or Andy?
Well, we know Liam's good.
Yeah,
you don't talk to him anymore. No, yeah. Because it's.
Are you saying Andy's good at radio?
Yeah,
he's very good. He's on the Indigenous Yokai or something. He's on that as well, isn't
he?
Yeah,
because that was the show I went to look for when it said on Viceland the German home videos.
Okay, yeah.
And glad you do your transfic-
research. But what else have you seen in the paper?
The paper, thin. There's not a lot in it, but
there was a lot in sport this week. That surprises me. That's thin.
Well, it's Wednesday. That's all the
when fuck all happens. It's Wednesday. That's why we do this podcast today, Sam.
It's very true.
Well, the one thing that intrigued me was how why they still have the TV guide.
Yeah, but although
doesn't everyone have the TV guide on their TVs?
Don't you want to look forward to something?
What do you mean?
We can plan the week with the TV guide there. It's got Wednesday, Thursday. You can get your little highlighter out.
What? Who does it? Well,
I will admit, though.
If you're buying the paper for the TV guide, you should be thrown in jail.
Thrown in jail? That's
yeah. Yeah. If you're strictly – how much is the paper these days? $2? Dollar? $2.20? Fucking hell. No.
She's gone up.
Mate, that's – times 365, that's about $600 a year.
If Dad gave you a $5 note.
Yeah, exactly. So
Dad gave you a $5 note to go down and get the paper and some milk, you wouldn't really be able to come back with any lollies, would you? You'd have nothing left.
Well, I wouldn't be coming back with the milk. but smart, it's quite bizarre that what do you think the most important part of the paper is? The form guide, probably.
No, well, that's hey. You reckon the TV guide's outdated? The form guide's even more so. But
yeah,
anyway, and that's an ad, by the way.
Why is that?
I'm not being a smart aleck. But that is an ad.
What do you mean it's an ad?
The racing industry pay the Herald Sun to put one in.
Do they?
Yeah.
I guess the only positive thing with this is like on a Saturday, if you're doing it with your mates, you can all circle horse for the quaddie and stuff like that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can do the same with the TV guide.
You don't pass around with your mates and go, "What are we going to watch on Wednesday, Arvo?"
Don't you discuss things over coffee?
I don't drink coffee. I don't discuss anything. I don't see anyone. I don't do anything.
Hey, I'll tell you what you do.
What?
You come back just for this podcast.
I know. What a guy.
It's freezing cold out there. It's raining.
Oh,
you've been in Queensland.
Great day.
I have. Well, guess what? I'm going back.
Are you?
Yep.
You've had enough of it here, have you?
Going back Sunday, yeah.
Any room? Any room for us to? We could do the podcast from up there.
Flights leave when they're supposed to, Sam, so you miss it.
I actually live 20 minutes from the airport, so I'd be all right. I'd be there before you.
Not on current form, you wouldn't. No, I'm away back next Sunday. But yeah, I'm back. I got back Thursday. I had my first COVID test.
Oh, how did you like that experience? Was it intimate?
Pardon?
Was it intimate?
It's quite weird. Have you just had one?
Yeah.
When he said, he's like, put your thumbs on the walls.
Sorry.
Hang
on. Yeah.
We're back to that. We're back to that German home movie.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which clinic did you go to, Dave? I'm not sure.
I don't know if it's legal practice. So I don't want to say, but I had to wait there. I drove straight from the airport to there, and like they wait. You have to wait out the front
in your car.
Well, I just waited. Yeah,
I got mine in my car.
Oh no, I didn't.
Right.
And they called up and said, yeah, come in. And obviously they're all in the hazmat suits, whatever. And I got in and he said, mate, just put your thumbs on the wall. I was like, what the fuck? Bend over.
No, he didn't.
No,
did you jump a little bit at first?
Did you question him, Dana?
But like thumbs on the walls, like wasn't just like with your nose to the wall, like, you know, back on the wall.
Yeah.
And like. And then there was a line, then you had to stay there, and then he just came out.
So you don't touch them?
Probably, yeah.
Do you have to cough?
Yeah.
Like my nan used to say, hands behind your back when we go into a store, because she didn't trust us or my brother to touch things. That's, they didn't trust you to touch them with germs.
Yeah, well, I'm a germy guy. So then had that, and then, man, it took all of 40 seconds.
Yeah.
Which was fine, as I was the first one, hopefully my first and only, and then got the results. 10 hours later.
So a little punch of the air, like when you did the interlock?
It was so weird because I was at home. All I wanted to do was go out. I wanted to go up the store, maybe because I was being told I wasn't allowed.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually don't want to leave.
Yeah, exactly. But did the right thing and got the all clear and then obviously got to give back a little bit on the weekend.
What was the first thing you did as soon as they said you could leave the house?
Good question.
This was Thursday, got it done Thursday, arvo, come through as I, when I was in bed or asleep Thursday night, Friday.
So you missed footy training?
Yeah, it's a shame.
No.
I know. It's a goddamn shame, isn't it? Yeah.
Did you ring him
sacrifice.
And say, I'd love to.
I actually missed it last night too.
Due to a COVID test.
Just waiting on the, yes, just waiting for my second opinion. So that, I might go tomorrow night, depending on the weather.
You're not going tomorrow night then.
Is it going to be cold, is it?
We'll do a rain check for okay. you, Dan.
Yeah. We'll get to part two, but it's a big week for the unders.
Exactly. Team meeting. But no, I had a function with the Rat Pack actually on Friday night. And then obviously
where at?
Function? It's a loose term, is it? Or was it official function?
No, it was a proper one. I was giving back. We're giving back to the people of Morwell, I think.
Morwell?
Oh.
Yeah.
Got a bit to do with that area, yeah.
Come out.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, and then play footy Saturday.
Hang on, don't rush these things through. It's a podcast. Fuck, we're not on radio.
Oh, mate, we're 40 minutes late. We've got 4 minutes left before we get kicked out of here.
We've got 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Who was on the – who was the rat?
Me, Didge, Jono and Heath.
Right.
Yeah.
And are you – how do you sort of rank them in terms of
– in terms of talent?
I know. Well, yeah, second, third, fourth. Who would you
– Oh, well, Didge probably had more talent than me.
Talk about behind the microphone.
Oh,
we can all judge.
I was going to say. Well, it's just another reason to me to pump myself up, Ralph. So you fucked that up. So thank you. On the mic, he's good. Don't worry about his TV show. He's actually quite funny when he's on a microphone.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you ask him? Is it in the TV guide, Dane? Is the Daisy?
I don't even know what channel's on. I legitimately looked for it one day and it wasn't on the... And I looked at 6 o'clock and I couldn't find it. So I was like, mate, you've lost a customer or a viewer.
Did you raise this with him?
I would have been one of four. So, we talked about it. He thinks that they think they're doing a great job.
Ratings are saying...
7 must be going down the gurgler if the bosses of Channel 7 think they're doing a good job. But anyway, he's good.
Has he got... Like a real go-to story that every sport he does.
we've only sort of done, but probably two together. And we all have our strengths and weaknesses, I guess.
Yes.
Because you don't hear from guys like Jono and Didge a lot.
Yep.
You know, obviously Didge. You know, everyone's heard my story, so it can give me, you know, just me again. But Didge obviously has some good stories. It's the Rat Pack stuff, so it's most of the. You know, the incidents Didge was in, which he can talk about. Him and Heath talk about the car situation, and it's quite funny.
So, I'm not going to ruin a sporty, but is he happy to talk about the past now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, absolutely. It's no, as you would expect from the rapper, no holds barred. So, it's quite good. Jono's very good when he gets very nervous. So, I don't know why he does them, but. So yeah, he drinks a lot. So the fucking drunker he gets,
So if we ever get him on here, we have to do an afternoon one.
Yep. Yeah, he smashes like 10 beers and then just talks garbage. But yeah, listen, it's
so he smashes them because he's nervous about saying something wrong.
No. Not saying something wrong. Just his public speaking is not his thing.
Right.
Very good. It's good to see him. Actually, having a dinner with him tonight. And a few more. So, yeah, no, it's good fun to have them when I don't have to carry the can the whole time because usually when I do them, it's usually just me. So I am, believe it or not, I am sick of hearing my own voice every now and then. So it's nice to get up there with those three. And, yeah, we've all got different stories and it's good fun. It's good for a laugh.
Did you have a driver?
I drove myself last Friday. I had a driver Saturday.
But did you? How did they all get back?
Oh, no, they all drove themselves. Heath drove Jono and Didge.
Right.
And I drove them. They come from obviously, they're all in like Q, Northcote, all out that way. So I wasn't picking them up because it's just an extra fucking 40 minutes out of my way. So
I drove to myself. The drive home when you're the guy driving and you're the sober one.
Jono was like, do you want some company? I said, fuck no, get me out of here. No, thanks.
Exactly where I was going.
There's nothing worse. That's why, especially if I'm not drinking in those functions, when people have had a skin full of piss for like 3 or 4 hours, especially after like the games I've played, they come in like arm around and just like, fuck, talk so much shit. Like, if I was on the same level, I'd probably be having a great time. But the later it gets to the night, if I'm actually just, if I'm sober,
yeah,
it gets very, very hard to understand everyone. Everyone gets rowdy. I'm like, is that actually, that's probably me. When I'm on the drink, fuck, I could be annoying. It's not but probably. Yeah, I know. But no, but it was good. Also, that was the first time I left the house after my holiday.
Which is why you need to have another holiday.
Exactly. Absolutely. No, this one's going to Hayman Island. This is one was meant to be done over Christmas, but we couldn't because of the pregnancy and a couple of things that happened during it. So that's why we couldn't go. So they only give us till August to redo it. So August is coming up.
Fair enough.
Got to get it done.
We do. So we'll go up there.
So the footy Saturday? What a beautiful Melbourne winter day to be playing.
It was a cracking day. Yeah. Wow. It doesn't look like we're going to get this lucky on Saturday coming up.
No.
I have been kissed on the dick, actually, pretty much.
Don't call it that. That's not the name of the show, Sam.
That is the name of the show. I have been kissed on the dick.
I think I've had one. What have I played? Probably 8 games maybe this year, like in total. 8, 9. I reckon I've had one ordinary game. And then probably halfway through.
Where was that?
Not form-wise, what do you mean? Like,
come sure, on. Hey.
I've had a couple of bad ones.
Where you uniform
that was body. That was in, that was for the that was at the Peanut Farm. Hammered down all morning, but then after half time it became all right. So I've been pretty lucky. But it looks like this weekend's going to be like 11 degrees and a lot of rain all day. And we're playing the top side, so that's not going to be fun.
So you'll text the boys.
So I have to play.
Oh, so you're playing before you go?
Yeah, I'll go Sunday.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have to play to be able to play finals later?
No, I've qualified now. But if I'm playing the bottom side, I'd be like, we're going to win anyway. But you're playing the top. We are playing the top side, so I have to play.
Quote, generosity is his worst trait.
Exactly. But pissing down rain is not going to be fun. But, yeah, fuck. What
but how did you go?
On the weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, we won by about 80 points. So it was good.
Are the players learning your game plan?
I still don't understand that they should get the ball to me at every opportunity.
Maybe you need to put it on a
team. Yeah, no, I
back of a coaster somewhere. Though.
Yeah, well, now we're going all right. Well, that was third versus fifth. And they must have had a few out because there's no way they were that bad. I don't think we're that good and I don't think they're that bad. So I imagine they had a few out or just one of those days for them. So we're up nearly by 100. Then we just put the cue in the rack in the last quarter. We're going all right. Wow. Big test this week, apparently.
Did you get the best?
Swamp I did, beat? I did. Aaron Edwards kicked 9-1.
What?
Fuck,
there's a few AFL sides that could have used Aaron Edwards good on the point. Weekend.
Yeah, he missed one from the goal screen in the last quarter. Would have finished with 10. I think they give me third or fourth. It's hard when the ball doesn't come down to the back line much. So
you're playing the sweeper role, eh?
I'm playing. I don't know what role you would call it, but I'm playing there. It's weird, mate. It's the least close I've been to an opponent in my life, and I'm playing in the back line. It's weird. Like, backmen just don't play on anyone anymore. It's a fantastic role.
What a great time to be a backman.
Exactly. But yeah, play down back. We're going okay. My body actually feels normal again. So, yeah, I think I stopped counting after about 40.
Stop. Listen to it.
What? No, well, if you take the kickouts out, that's probably you probably push them down 20. But no, nah, I probably have. Oh, because kickouts, I don't think kickouts count, do they? Well, if you run outside the square and kick it yourself,
there's a few at the moment racking them up.
Just, do they count? Yeah, I don't think they did.
If you run outside the goal square,
yeah.
I thought they do.
They do. Okay. Well, then I might have had 60 then.
Stop.
No, it's all right. It's nice. It's nice. It's good. We'll play finals. So we've got one more week this week that I'm away.
Freshening up.
Yeah, freshening up for a couple, and then back for the last two, and then finals, however long they go for.
So we're back online, are we?
Pardon?
We're back online.
You two can. Well, probably be more time efficient.
I'm never going to live this down, am I?
No. But yeah, back online for the next couple of weeks, unless you want to do it. I'm here next Friday. Oh no, I've got a lunch, so I can't do that.
Hang on a minute. Where are you? Hayman Island.
Yeah.
And you're coming back just to talk to people.
I'm back.
For a day.
And then I, no, I've got a bit on, then I'm going to Perth on the Sunday.
Right.
Whew. Yeah.
What are, you gonna stop? What are you going to Perth for?
Give a little bit back. For a week. So then that's it, I think. Then I'm back, weekend in Adelaide, and then here.
You're really doing the full tour, aren't you?
Well, you know, a lot of people have been devastated by COVID, Samantha.
Yeah. Oh, no, I understand.
You need to lift their spirits.
Well, absolutely. You know, someone's got to do it.
No. Were the people in Morwell, were they lifted by the spirits?
Yeah, they loved it. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Footy ground?
Pardon?
Was that the footy club? Or
no, was it like a pub, I guess. Pub, hotel, yeah. No, it was good.
Roughish place, Morwell at times.
Yeah, fuck, the traffic going out there was a disaster. Fuck.
You weren't late, were you?
Fuck. I'm never late. Never late. I would never keep people waiting. No, they're good people.
Pay their money, they want Dane's one.
Then I would never keep people waiting, no matter who they were, especially if I was going to a job, if I was going to work.
You are a punctual kind of guy.
You are, Dane.
I am.
I appreciate punctuality.
I have many flaws.
Not, that's not one of them.
No.
No.
Punctuality.
I always count on you to be on time.
Generosity.
Mm-hmm. And
selflessness. A couple of flaws of mine.
Humility.
Speaking of... Not selflessness, but selfishness. So how many more weeks have we got, Sam, of you?
Seven today.
We've got seven more shows? Or because that's all we're interested in. You're probably talking about...
Look, Dane would know better than I would.
Baby.
Correct. I'm due on the 1st.
Of what? September.
So whether I go early or not is... I'm unsure. We could have 9 more shows.
What are we going to do, Ralph?
We do say this every week.
We do. Maybe the listeners can suggest a few.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe now Scott Cummings changed his name. You reckon he'd be available?
No.
What about... I just put out for one reason on social media a screenshot of how tall is Ash Barty, 166 centimetres. Yeah. And I just put that out. What a great Australian.
So tall.
I only put that out just for Scott's reaction.
How was he?
Yeah, I got it.
Did you?
Got you covered, brother.
Hook, line and sinker. Correct. She's taller than me.
God, she's ace. She is ace.
She's fucking awesome.
You try to think of a different take. I can't think of a different take. She's fucking ace.
She's good at tennis, yeah. Is that a tennis pun there, ace?
Yeah, well, good point.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Unintentional.
Wow.
He is sharp. Just when you keep him waiting, I reckon it heightens his senses.
Because he's read the paper this morning.
Yeah.
He's done his warm-up.
But yeah, no, she's very good. Big weekend of sport, eh?
Yeah. So Connor?
Connor, yeah, he's fucked.
Yeah. Did you see his caption afterwards?
Which one?
It was a picture of him on the stretcher coming out of the octagon and it said, you need people like me.
We do. And listen, we'll all, I don't know about you two, I don't know how big Fife fans you are, but I will still buy his Fife probably from the day now to the day he retires because he's...
entertaining.
Yeah, he's a megastar, but he's not winning a title ever again, I wouldn't imagine.
Apologies, we'll get back to that. You've just spoken about the TV guide and you're going to buy his fights. Is there anything you don't buy or subscribe to? You're an easy target in that respect.
I am, yeah. Yeah, I'll get upsold very well. Yeah. Yeah, no, he will...
So where'd you watch it?
At the Osborne with a few mates. yeah, he's gone, I would think. Poirier's going to beat him 10 out of 10 times. He's just too big and strong and just ground and pounds him. He's not winning a title anytime soon, but like, we'll buy his fights.
Did you see his social media post yesterday?
Here's, yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Put out a minute of, I'm back, it's going to take me 6 weeks.
And well, that's what he's brewing at. He's an unbelievable, he's a marketing genius.
Yep.
But I think even the biggest kind of fans know he was getting smoked in that fight.
What did he start price-wise?
He's $2. Poirier's $1.80.
Geez, that's a good price for the other
Poirier, guy. Yeah, I know. It was very good value.
If you think that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, he was. It was good value. Yeah, but he fights Poirier. Yeah, Poirier is going to fine. He's going to make a fuckload and he knows he's got him. But I guess the other thing is Poirier beats Oliveira for the title, then McGregor's got an automatic title shot. So he's only one, and he's got power to knock him out. So he's only one punch away, like most fighters are.
That was going to be my next question. When he does come back, do you reckon he'll challenge him again?
They've already talked about it. They said Poirier's off fighting him again. Why wouldn't he? He knows he's got his measure. He's going to make – apparently they said he made
four times the amount fighting him than he would have fighting for the title. So
wow.
I don't know, say if it's 1 million, 2 million for the title, he's getting eight for McGregor all day.
And at the end of the, because I wasn't watching it, at the end of it in the octagon, did everyone put their mask on like they sing the team song?
Yeah, I know, absolutely. Yeah.
Fucking just dumb, broken each it? Other's legs. And
they're not contagious in the race, Ralph. They're only contagious once singing the song right. in the rooms.
Contagious. So that has to be for TV, doesn't it?
You would think so. Maybe everyone agrees. It's the dumbest thing. It's the right thing to do.
Should the local footballers have to put the mask on while singing the song? Because we do, of course.
Yeah, I was going to say if they do, you did.
Yeah, no, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes, absolutely, yeah. If you have to, saying we do down the peanut farm, we put our masks on. Absolutely,
yeah. I don't think
we're COVID compliant.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Yes. Oh man, no doubt. Nothing sure.
I don't think you have to wear masks in offices anymore. So isn't that technically their office?
As long as you don't sing the song in the office.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So it's the singing.
Yeah. We're from Xerox land. Or
so. Yep. So in New South Wales this week, they have to have a list. They're not allowed to browse. They're allowed to go to Kmart as long as they have a shopping list with them.
You got any friends up there?
I've got friends up there.
So I'm just observing, living in Melbourne.
Yes.
Observing what's happening in Sydney and the numbers, which is my Asperger's. But it seems like, unlike us, they've taken a long time to decide to listen to anyone.
Correct.
And that's what's happened.
That's exactly what's happening.
Listen to who?
Well, as much as, you know, some ex-footballers blew off on social media who aren't epidemiologists last year, I think Melbourne as a town, we pretty much complied. There weren't people going, fuck you all.
There was the odd one, but there wasn't like, you know, 10,000 people down at Bondi.
Yeah, shopping or whatever. So
shopping or like driving from Parramatta to Bondi.
If Melbourne had a Bondi, do you think it would have happened?
You reckon we have it at the moment?
Well,
it's 12 degrees in the sun.
Exactly. We don't have a Bondi to go to.
No, this is true.
So anyway, well, I don't know. What can we add there? But what we can add is that NRL's now moved up to Queensland.
Mm.
And
do you feel sorry for New South Wales or do you like fucking bad luck, cop a bit of what we've copped?
I've tried to not tumble into what they did last year, which was trying to tell us how to live.
Yeah.
Because it was bad enough without having fucking people not here. So it's, you know, you should get behind your premier. What about go fuck yourself? Seriously.
It's hard to, like.
And if they were to say the same thing, because that's their life at the moment.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
When you hear the numbers as Victorians, we kind of chuckle a little bit, not because it's funny and we're laughing at them, but because we've been there. Done that. When you start to hear the 50s and then the 70s and the 85s, you're like, oh, fuck, good luck.
How long do you reckon they're gone for? Another month?
Oh,
so
at least.
So a serious professional punter sent me a DM a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And they said, you know, what do you think? And what about August 24? I said, yeah, it's probably about the over-under.
Yeah.
But at the time, and then another day and you read the numbers, and because people aren't listening yet at the moment, I'm thinking late September.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah. Oh, I don't really care.
It depends on what Gladys wants to bring it down to. Like our government wanted to bring it down to like zero. That was our goal. Whereas Gladys never seems to be fazed by the zero. Like if she only wants to bring it down to like 10, 15 cases, then they'll get out quicker. But I think that they've got to be changed, in there for longer.
I reckon I can read the media side of things. What's changed? Their language changed dramatically. About a week ago, and my gut feel is that's because the health department gave them a real briefing on how serious this is, and now all of a sudden they're saying, no, we need community transmission to be zero.
Okay, great. So well, not great for them because it'll be a while.
No, I think they realise that it's a serious concern, of course, and then the next day was their first death. So that's what they don't need. Anyway,
what did we talk about? What did we talk about before COVID?
I know.
Look, every conversation you go out to a pub, you go for dinner, it's all fucking COVID gets talked about. What did we talk about before this?
Well, we need to make sure it doesn't.
Urban Dictionary.
Exactly.
Correct.
Absolutely.
Is there an Urban Dictionary for COVID-19? Have you looked it up?
Yeah, I'm sure there would be.
Do you know, I think it's 2 years ago this week.
Is it?
Wow. The anniversary.
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful. Woo.
I must post your best ever. It was actually.
Must you?
No. He's replied to Jason Smith. When that anniversary comes up. Anyway, speaking of this, because
how's he going?
Serious for us. Who is he?
Well, I still don't know.
Yeah, it's correct. So But NRL's gone to Queensland, and what's come out about the AFL bubble is that the AFL partners weren't allowed to post anything negatively on social media last year. And Peter Vallandis today, who's very good at playing the opposites, he plays the opposite game, he's a very smart man, and he's a scrapper. But he said they can post what they like. We're all for them. In other words, fuck you, AFL.
Yeah.
But what do you think about what the AFL rule was to the partners?
Well, what do I think? I can see where they're coming from, but like they're not getting paid by the AFL, so I guess.
Yeah, why would they?
I don't know how they can police them, like the partners, but.
I'm not being a devil's advocate, but
no.
I'm being devil's advocate. I'm not sticking up for the AFL, but the argument was that the AFL, they are actually getting paid by the AFL because they were getting shipped up and
looked well. I can understand why they wouldn't want to cause any more media headlines or anything if one of the big name wags is potting the hub on my husband's phone and going. Doing this, blah, blah, blah. Kids are hating it, but it'll just cause unnecessary pressure on the AFL. So I can absolutely understand it now. So I think it was the right thing to do.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Probably not, but listen, it is what it is. It's the world we live in, unfortunately. So, yeah, I don't have a big problem with it. Did anyone have a big problem with it?
There's a little bit in The Australian now that including Trent Cotchin's wife and others, and they were when she did a post and then it was deleted. That's when the AFL brought in their social media policy that included partners who were up there in the bubble.
Yeah, I don't have a big problem with it. One in all in. So it doesn't really bother me.
But did you say wag then?
Isn't that the term?
I heard it very clearly.
Are you okay with the term wag? Because some people aren't.
Why not?
Because apparently it's demeaning.
Oh, fuck. Well, who said that?
Oh, Twitter. No.
There you go.
It's low time, isn't it?
Yeah,
it gets it brought is. Up.
I think the Herald Sun earlier this year did top 50 wags or something. Yes. Did that go down well with the sisterhood? Do you think it's demeaning, Sam? Or do you think it's an acronym?
I think it's an acronym. People need to find offence to everything at the moment.
So that's the thing, like all those kind of things. But you want the amount of the papers now wouldn't do it if it didn't get clicked on.
Yes.
So like all the people who complained would have fucking clicked on it, and like, if they weren't in it, then they would have complained. You know what I mean? Or their mate wasn't in it, or they weren't happy because the number one wag was a Richmond's wife, where they broke for one love account, So papers wouldn't do this stupid shit if we didn't click on it. So all the people complaining, don't click on them, then it won't happen. It'll just fade away.
But you have skin in the game on that opinion because Taylor, by definition, was a wag, so you had no problem if that was ever the case, as long as it was not used in a derogatory term.
Well, I don't know how could it be
derogatory. I understand. No, I'm not asking.
It can be just like saying if someone's Jewish or you're a Jew or whatever. There's different ways of saying it. I've just brought that up because I am
correct. So, I think if you take offence to it, then that's your own problem.
Correct.
Because there's nothing offensive about being called a wife or a girlfriend, unless you're offended to be a wife or a girlfriend.
Unless you're a mistress.
Unless you're a mistress. And then you should be fucking lucky that you're called a wag.
Yes.
They were a different territory.
Or you're a boyfriend.
Or you're boyfriend.
And you're getting called a wag.
Bags.
Yeah.
There could be bags. Well,
there's plenty of them in the AFL.
Especially at the Brownlow.
Yeah.
A couple of quick ones before we get to some agenda items, before we get to some messages. Got some very, very good messages.
Of course we do.
Joel Selwood's playing on. You got a Joel Selwood?
Have you heard of him?
I have heard of him.
Great guy. I love him. Skip.
Yeah, no, he's very good. No, I've never had, obviously, no, I've never had a lot to do with him. He tackled me once and it hurt me, but he done me knee.
That's actually all I wanted.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he badly hurt you.
No, it was the last game of the year. We weren't playing finals. And no, it was the second last game of the year. And I didn't really want to play the last round anyway. So he hurt me. I was like, fuck, that hurt, man. Why you be so aggressive?
It's almost like he's flat out when he plays his foot.
He is, I know. A bit too intense for me. But no, he lost, obviously, the legend of the game. Very good player. And yeah, good on Geelong.
I want to ask you about Tom Doty. Did you see Tom Doty or Doty, whatever?
Did
you see that incident? And what's your take on it? He, for those who didn't see it, of course, he ran flat out back into the pack and got cleaned up.
See, now, it's not brave if you don't think anyone's there. I don't think he thought anyone was there.
Right.
Because you don't run back like that. Like, because you cover yourself up and try and, like, I don't think he thought anyone was there. So he was just running back normally. So I don't think it's brave if you're running back when no one's there.
I tend to agree with him.
No, here's why we bring these things up, because you just don't know where he's going to go sometimes.
No.
And I wasn't expecting you to go that way.
But obviously, you know, he got smashed and got up. So, even if he knew he was coming, well, then he really has to work on his form about how to go about, or someone like myself perfected the ability before you're in the screen to take a couple of short ones so you just miss on getting hit.
And don't look like you're taking short steps.
Exactly, because before you come into the screen, or just, because I was very good at picking up the flight of the ball, so I'll go, fuck off, if I go flat knackered, I'm going to get smashed. So you just take a couple of short ones a long way out, and then you come flying through late and the ball's already gone past you and you look like you fucking put all your effort in. You look like, oh, geez, that was brave by Swan. You've either gone far too early or far too late. So you just miss time your jump.
See, these are the sort of little coaching points that obviously teams are missing out on.
Well, I don't know how – that's why I was probably the 93rd selection.
I always say this. So some of the smartest things are very simple once you hear them.
Yes.
So you're saying if you take short steps early rather than late –
yeah,
you don't look not brave.
Exactly. I mean, you can you can jump fully extended.
Yes,
and you're missing. You're either getting there late, so you're missing. You might just clip them and fall over, and like no different. Because people don't look at your 30-meter run up. They look at just the last. You know, oh geez, he's ducked his head a bit, or he hasn't put his arms up the whole way. So, and even so, like
did we do a would you rather question a bit like that? The last bit or the bit before.
Yeah. But even so, like there's bravery and there's stupidity as well. So that's bordering on, well, that's just ridiculous. He needs to certainly cover up. I'm extremely brave. I'm sure they'll be showed in the meeting and like, even though they went like a busted, like trying to lift your team, you still got to turn your body and at least cop it in your back, surely, don't you? But, oh, that's why I don't believe he's seen him coming.
Well, afterwards, Matthew Nix said we actually have to work with him because he's insanely brave.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So maybe that's his makeup.
That doesn't help.
No, but I was amused afterwards, as I do get. But Wayne Carey said, "You're crazy. You're not helping your team. Just running straight at it." And of course, then Twitter blows up why people have never been good enough to be out there.
Yeah.
And I said, "There's no way known." They wouldn't be part of the conversation afterwards as long as once he's alive.
Yeah.
They'd say, no, that's just a pointless act to do that.
Especially the way he ran. If he jumps and turns his body and like gets and then just gets hit.
Yep.
Like if Tippin when he just ran into his back and he felt fine, happens, you know, enough. But yeah, that's kind of bravery than not many have the I don't know what you call it, stupidity or bravery, but it's that line where not many people have. Yeah.
Who was the bravest you played with like that?
who was the bravest?
Nick Maxwell was obviously very brave.
Yep.
Well, I've always said he was nowhere near the best player I've played with, but best leader for stuff like that. He stands out.
That's right.
So
I want to ask you one that I'm carrying over from last week because to me it's something that happens behind the scenes. I'm interested in your take. Jeremy Cameron.
Yeah.
Says touch and go, decides he wants to play, goes out and plays and does his hamstring. And then the experts afterwards, he shouldn't have played. It was a cold night, blah, blah. Didn't hear him beforehand.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that happen 100 times a week?
Happened to me, Mick went off his tits at me when I hurt my hamstring.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So tell us, what happened?
Bucks kicked 6 that night and saved us and won us the game, thank God, against Brisbane. I must have had a sore hamstring, but I must have been tightness or whatever. And I actually said to, I think I was running warm up, John, I said, fuck, my hamstring doesn't feel good. And then I think I was done it straight away too. It was like in the first quarter. And I obviously went to take off for the ball, whatever it was, and hamstring pinged. I was like, fuck. And I stopped. And I remember the ball was about 4 meters away from me. And normal circumstances, I would have picked it up easily. And Tarkin was across, 20 meters away. And he's going off his head. You're abusing me for not going to get it. And I just turned around and said, I've done me hammy, you fuckhead, or something like that. And just and walked off. And then my Mick got down to the bench. And cause he must have known that because I was also getting some treatment on it, and mate, he went berserk. Went straight through me about costing the side and like playing when I was injured and stuff like that. Went off his tits and then, but thank Bucks kick 6 and we won the game. But yeah, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, you don't know what happened with how actually tight he was and how sore he was, but players, that was the last time I did it a couple more times, but especially with soft tissues, because you can get through with a sore bicep or a wonky knee. I got jabs, before the game at half time for a whole year pretty much. But so you can get through with those kind of things, but soft tissues you can't. You can't.
Yep.
Nothing you can do. But he would know his body better than most. And he started really well. He kicked 3 in the first half or something like that. So can't tell me he wasn't going okay and then just tightened up. Now, how long he's out for, I'm not sure. But it happens. And it happened with 4 or 5 players a week.
Yep.
Going through the last day, what do you think? All right, now I'm good to go. And then eventually you have to be able to trust the player. He knows and he's not going to want to hurt himself and put himself out for 6 weeks. Mm. But in the same breath, you have to be able to look after your players because as footballers, all we want to do is play and that's what we love. That's what we loved. So sometimes you have to take the decision out of the hand. Now that might be when you get a scan, you go, listen, mate, you go, I fucking feel good. Mate, you've got a broken leg, you can't play. Or, you've actually got a little nick in your calf.
And it could blow out.
Medical science says it's a 2-week in, but I feel good, stuff like that. But if the scan's been done, he might not have had any, tears. It might have looked fine on the scan. So, righto, it's up to you. I'm good to go. And then cold night, you might have sprints or gets pushed as he's kicking, whatever it is, isn't it? And it goes, so I don't know what the hullabaloo was about, blaming the Geelong coaching staff or the medical department. They're not going out there and going, let's give him half a game, fucking let him do his army and miss the next 6. He's not a very important player. So they all would have come in together, made a decision to go. Jeremy goes, I'm good to go. All right, we'll trust you. And for all intents and purposes, he may have been good to go.
Yep.
Now, we see him warming up and that, and he thought he was good. Probably he's obviously had hamstring problems, so he understands his body. Just one of those things that didn't go for him.
From our Instagram, thoughts on deciding join AFL matches. Sorry, this is from Nathan. Thoughts on deciding join AFL matches by a 5-goal shootout. Obviously referring to Euro.
Yeah.
That was tough.
Well, it'd be great for the crowd.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I don't mind it. It's like the Euro penalty, tough way to lose.
Oh.
Maybe you get two points each for the draw, and then another 2 points for the shootout.
From a home away perspective,
say that again.
What do you mean?
Well, in finals they just keep playing until there's a result.
Well, obviously, I'm talking about home and away. So if you draw, you both get the 2 points. Maybe I think like in ice hockey, you both get a point, and then you get an extra point for the – I could be making that up, but 2 points each for the draw, and then if whoever wins the shootout gets another 2 points maybe. So at least you get walk away with something with the draw maybe. I don't know.
From Grant, all's fair in love and war. Did Conor McGregor go too far with his death threat towards Dustin?
Probably, and Conor's usually been a pretty gracious loser, like has copped it and, you know, no worries, like better man on the day, good fight, let's go again. But, yeah, it's not a good look when he's sitting on the ground with the leg in a cast telling him he's going to kill him, was it? Maybe he's been his ass kicked on the middle of the octagon. So probably, yeah, yep. I'm sure he doesn't mean it, but it's just not a great look.
Benno's got a bit of support for you here, don't? Dane, I always piss when I shit too.
Everyone does.
Well,
everyone does. I don't know why that's. It's
from KJS.
It's math science.
Do you, Ralph?
You do.
Do you, Ralph?
No.
You should do.
No, I tend to have two different orifices. And
I know. It comes out at the same time. It does.
What do you mean?
You just don't know because it's so automatic.
If you start doing number twos, number ones come out.
Yes.
Have you had that looked at?
What do you mean? It happens. It's.
Have you done it like a poll? Maybe we should do a poll.
I don't know. It's. You just maybe don't know because it's automatic. It's an involuntary muscle. It's an involuntary action.
Look, it's. Yeah.
It happens.
From Kara.
Caro? Kara.
Kara. Dwayne. Is Dwayne Russell coming out of the show?
Yeah, well.
Other than Dennis Rodman, what
Robert Hyde called. I got called. No, in under 16s at the Cannons. I got called Dwayne for the whole season, just about. And I didn't have the heart.
Coach.
Yeah, I didn't have the heart to tell him.
Do you think he knows who you are now?
Oh, of course.
Other than Dennis Rodman, what other sportsman would you want to party with? Is that an assumption? That you
want to Dennis Rodman would have been fun. Sportsman. Well, Conor McGregor seems like he enjoys himself.
Do you reckon he'd be a bit cocky?
Right up my alley.
Have you said Allen Iverson's your favourite? Was your favourite?
Yeah, yep. Trying to think. But so Conor, Mike Tyson back in the day would have been pretty fun to party with, I would imagine. David Beckham probably.
Really?
In the day. I reckon he would have had some.
Is that because of the women?
No, I've just heard some things.
Oh.
Oh, you've heard
some. You've heard some things.
Mm-hmm. Ronaldo.
Is he now Ronaldo now? He's a dad now, isn't he?
I'm a dad.
Yeah. Do you go as hard, Dane?
As Ronaldo. No.
Exactly.
From KJS, would you rather be constantly naked or always have people watching you when you have sex? Alternative question that one is.
It's a very funny and friendly question.
Watch me have sex, I guess.
Really?
Well...
Because you'd be cold.
And then you could put clothes on.
Yeah, well, exactly. Well, it only happens once a year, so. it doesn't take long, so.
Welcome to fatherhood.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't take long, so at least I'll be clothed 99.9% of the time. Ralph, what do you think?
Ralph. Come on, don't.
Ralph.
I'll say I'm constantly naked because that would put people off watching me.
Sam?
And now 40 minutes we're waiting for
you. Yeah, I think watch me because I get cold easily. Exactly. I want to have clothes on.
Yeah, you have to move to a warm state.
Exactly.
We're here at Kooyong. During the 40 minutes we're waiting for you, Sam, I said to Dane, I should show you the gym downstairs. And he rudely said, have you thought of using it?
Have you?
Well, I said to him as I was eating my muffin, have you got any tips for me how I could look better? Yeah, maybe not. The Peking Duck, you're a sick fucker. I'm not even reading that one out. That's just
Give us a look.
I'm not going to show you.
Oh, God.
Would you rather give head to your dad to save your mum's life or the other way around? Oh, well, it depends who we love more.
How many hours sleep, Sam, are you expecting in the first 6 weeks?
Well, not many. Collectively, I'll get about 4, I reckon, 5.
All I can think of, this is just my way of looking at life, expect the worst.
Mm.
And then you can be surprised.
I'd save both my parents, so I'd be happy to do whatever.
From Jonty.
Well,
did you think we weren't going to lose him for a bit? From Jonty, once every how many meters is acceptable for a dog to piss at a walk?
Once what?
Oh fuck! It's so annoying.
Barney's not bad at it. he's right relentless.
Was he happy to see you?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, yeah, for about a minute, and he was just
whatever.
Just I got grumpy at Coops for pissing all the time, and while we were out, and someone said to me, "It's like." He's at home all day, every day. When he comes out to piss and smell, it's like he's reading the paper. Oh, and then I felt bad for being mad at him, but he stops like every fucking...
Has he got a TV guide?
Mm. Something.
From Whippet, what does 30% chance of rain mean? Google the answer. I was amazed.
What does it mean?
Well, I've Googled it. So what do you think 30% chance of rain means?
Well, apart from the obvious, there's a 30% chance it's going to rain.
Well, which it means it's not going to rain, right?
According to Google, it is going to rain, but in 30% of the area that we're talking about.
Oh.
Okay, well,
I have my doubts.
It's going to rain.
I was a fair way off. Is it? What do you mean? So,
well, I think you were right, but okay. Google's saying, there's a TikTok going around or whatever, but it's saying that, no, the Weather Bureau is saying it's going to rain, but in probably 30% of the area.
Right.
The catchment area. Right. So if we're predicting 30% in Melbourne, it's going to rain, but in 30% of Melbourne.
Right,
that's math science.
I get it, but I'm not sure. Well, do we know a weatherman or weather girl?
We could get Mike Larkin when we're looking for a break. He's a very funny man. From Brendan, does Dane attribute his poor tips this week to being in lockdown?
What the fuck was this week? So bad.
Well, do you understand with my poor tips? If you start on a high and you finish on a high, you're a winner.
That's right. Yep.
Because mentally. I took North, and you finish the week with a win. It's like you've won all week. In my head, because you
that pause made it
finishing on a high. So, in my head. Well, listen, what you said, we batted a 500, did we?
We did.
Well, fuck.
It made me a bit better because I was 5-9, you were 5-10, for a tough week.
Exactly.
That's our worst week.
Our worst week, and you break even. Yeah. Fuck, sorry, mate.
We had to have one, didn't we?
Like, you'd have to, exactly. And there wouldn't be punters on this planet that's betting on gambling on AFL that would be regularly ticking 70% winners, would they?
I just wish you wouldn't go so early with your early crow. When you get the first one or two right, you just.
Hey, listen, I'm not worried about the Twitter jinxes. I'm happy.
I'm not worried about Twitter jinxes. I just don't worry about. Not an early crow, man. Well, because
I love it.
If you take a quarter, you got to get all four.
I love playing the game.
You do.
Love it.
We've noticed.
Who's Joy Arrow?
He plays for Queensland.
Yeah.
Thoughts on Joy Arrow?
I think he snuck.
I'm not reading the rest of that in case.
I think he snuck a bird into camp.
Oh, there's that one. That's right. He's got in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Well, what's the rest of it?
Well, I just worry about legal without knowing the story. So
I think he snuck a bird into, or a guy. I'm not sure. He snuck someone in to camp, to Origin camp, and he got. Geez, the NRL boys, just the St. George stuff, just won't learn, do they? Like our posted children over here in the AFL never do a thing wrong.
From It's Wozen, if your first wipe is clean, do you wipe again?
Yep, just to make sure. You might.
Thinking about to have a baby in 6 weeks.
Well, you might hit it at a different angle in the next one, or go in a bit further.
Mm.
From Kev's
longer wipe. You know, there's plenty of options, Kev's, but always do. Always make sure there's two ghosties before you worry about it.
Did anyone try flogging Dane's car in Mall on Friday night?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. Yep,
but it was still there when you got it.
I was hanging on. I had a security guy next to it.
I went to the Maui Cup with the big man, and I was talking to a lovely lady, and I was just talking, and she said, "Are you staying afterwards?" I said, "Only if my car's on blocks," which at the time was even money. From Barnes, does Dane get annoyed when people come and ask and say hi, ask for a pic?
No, not at all. So I do it for everyone.
He genuinely doesn't. No. The most giving person I've seen.
No, that's fine. The day they stop asking, I guess it probably. This podcast might be around and we won't be doing it.
From Stig Nation, going on Ralph Simpson to the Pies theory, saw him months ago in East Melbourne. Well, he probably would come over.
Yeah, if that play, if West Coast are playing. Yeah. You're strongish on that, aren't you, though?
I'm Here's what. So, what's the three biggest stories in the past month in AFL? It's been Steve Hocking going to Geelong and leaving the AFL. It's been Nathan Buckley standing down as coach.
And Hawthorn.
And it's been Hawthorn.
Mm.
How many of them were broken by one of the 1,500 media people? None.
Where were they broken by?
Themselves.
Okay,
the,
yeah.
They meant, you know, the Hawthorn.
So what are you trying to say, that the media actually have no idea and they're just putting names out and guessing, trying
absolutely
to put
it, okay, and yeah. I was one of the media.
Yeah.
So what a, there's often a left fielder.
Mm.
So if you were Alistair Clarkson, so firstly on Alistair Clarkson, mm-hmm. the dumbest thing he could do business-wise, I'm not in any way questioning his integrity, but the dumbest thing he could do business-wise would say, look, if a better offer comes along, I'll consider it.
Yeah.
The bets, because he's got a huge contract for next year.
Mm.
So he says, no matter what, I'm here. Well, what if West Coast comes to him and say, here's the next decade on 20 million?
Yeah.
Well, you better talk to Hawthorn about it. And then Hawthorn then can relieve their soft cap.
Yeah.
And then Adam Simpson let's have a conversation. I'm just saying, history watch tells you this. Well, I've got no insight. But all I have got insight is history tells you there's generally a left fielder. No one picked Ross Lyon was going to go to St Kilda or to Freo. You know, so there's often these real left field. No one picked Mick Malthouse was going to Collingwood, by the way, when he got appointed.
Yeah.
But Adam, but what's going on with the Eagles at the moment? Are we talking about that on this one or the next one? Because
that's a fair one now.
I have no problem with the Eagles now because I was on the right side of them on the weekend. Yeah. So I was very happy with them.
But they just look like lackluster. Like they don't look like the same team that started the season, but they've got the same coach and relatively same.
Yeah, the amount of talent they've got, how they're playing is fucking disgraceful. Mm-hmm. But I was on the right side of them this weekend, so I was more than happy for them to go like turds. So,
but generally speaking, when a side starts to drop off and start doing shit, people start to look at the coach and go, oh, you know, Adam Simpson's head's going to be on
there. Particularly when they've got talent.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying.
So is Adam Simpson's head on the block or is he in the running for a top job at another club?
They are easily the richest club in the league. By that far, it's not funny.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to go down to the Crows this week.
What are they going to?
So that's what I'm saying, that left field things happen.
Mm.
I know he's got a long term.
Might give him a chance. Might give him one more chance this week, the West Coast. I don't think Adelaide are going very well.
You reckon? From all good.
Are we still going? I thought that was over.
Good way to finish. End of part one.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.